This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday suggested Democrats have made a deal with Republicans on support for Ukraine after the U.S. Congress left aid for Kyiv out of a stopgap government spending bill that averted a shutdown.
I can reassure them, look at me, we're going to get it done. I can't believe those who voted for supporting Ukraine, overwhelming majority in the House and Senate, Democrat and Republican, will for pure political reasons let more people die needlessly in Ukraine.
Biden also lambasted Republicans for holding up government spending talks and said he was sick and tired of the brinkmanship after a partial shutdown of the federal government was nearly averted. A suicide bomber detonated a device in Turkey's capital on Sunday, hours before the president's speech to lawmakers, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Just hours before the reopening of Turkey's parliament after a summer recess, a suicide bomber detonates an explosive device outside the interior ministry, with a second assailant being killed nearby in a police shootout. Addressing lawmakers soon after, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan speaks of the attackers failing to achieve their goals.
Vatandaşın huzuruna ve güvenliğine kasteden alçaklar emellerine ulaşamamıştır.
Reports say two police officers are injured after the attack. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The U.S. State Department said on Sunday it's gravely concerned Guatemala's public ministry is trying to undermine the transfer of power to President-elect Bernardo Arvelo, who recorded a landslide victory in August. The ministry, which functions similar to the Attorney General in other countries, raided the Supreme Electoral Tribunal on Friday for at least 20 hours to seize boxes holding tabulations from general election voting. This is VOA News. More than a dozen people have been killed in a fire in adjoining nightclubs in Murcia in southeast Spain, emergency services said on Sunday, adding rescuers were still searching for people unaccounted for after the blaze. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Footage released by Murcia's fire service showed firefighters working to control the flames. Outside the club, shocked young people hugged as they waited for information. This witness said he left moments before the alarms went off and all the lights went out. Some of his family and friends are still missing. The fire broke out in the early hours in Atalayas, on the outskirts of the city.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony, a woman who escaped Hawaii's Lahaina wildfire by running through a flaming field, has died after spending more than 7 weeks in a hospital burn unit. She is among at least 98 people killed by the fire August 8th that devastated the historic town on the west coast of Maui. The fire was the deadliest in the U.S. in more than a century and destroyed 2,200 buildings, most of them homes. The woman killed fled the fire on foot after a fallen tree blocked her car. There were memorials Sunday to Yevgeny Prigozhin in St. Petersburg. VOA's Scott Walterman says he was killed in an unexplained plane crash exactly 40 days ago.
Dozens of mourners hailed the mutinous mercenary chief as a patriotic hero of Russia who had spoken truth to power. At his grave in the former imperial capital of St. Petersburg, his mother, Violetta, and his son, Pavel, laid flowers. Supporters waved the black flags of Wagner, which sport a skull and the motto, Blood, Honor, Motherland, Courage. In Eastern Orthodoxy, it's believed the soul makes its final journey to either heaven or hell on the 40th day after death. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
Nigeria's leader has increased the wages of some government workers in a last-minute effort to appease labor unions whose planned strike this week could shut down government offices in all sectors of Africa's largest economy. President Bola Tinubu said Sunday in a nationwide broadcast to mark Nigeria's 63rd independence anniversary that low-grade workers will in the next 6 months be paid an additional 25,000 naira, or $32 a month. The increase expected to take effect this month takes the minimum wage to 55,000 naira, $71, still far below what the unions had requested. I'm Joe Ramsey.